Unit 1. Fathers and Sons.
Good morning, everyone. Our topic this week on BBC Radio 4 is Fathers and Sons, where we'll be discussing the differences and similarities between generations with the help of fathers and sons from around the world. I'm happy to welcome Mr. Swan and his son Timothy to our studio today.
Please call me Frank.
Thanks for having us.
Well, Frank, I'd like to start with you. How we grow up obviously has a significant influence on who we become. What do you remember most about your childhood?
Well, my friends were the most important thing in my life back then. I remember I spent most of my teenage years on a BMX bike. My friends and I always tried to do all of the coolest tricks we knew about or could dream up. We would meet up in the park and bike around, talking for hours. It was always a much-needed break from school and any stress we had, and we became almost a family unit. I'm still friends with most of them today.
That sounds like an adrenaline-filled and wonderful time in your life. Timothy, would you say your friends are just as important to you?
Yeah, I think so. I see most of my closest friends at school every day. There are a few people who I only talk to online when I play video games, but we still know enough about each other to be friends. At the weekend is when I actually get to spend time with my friends, though, since we mostly just text back and forth during the week.
Friendships can work both on and offline, without doubt. Timothy, what is your school like? Does technology affect the way you learn?
I mean, technology is basically what I learn. I attend a higher technical college with a specific focus on IT. The days are pretty long, but I like most of my teachers. They're almost always willing to help you out, and even though there are some exceptions, overall I'm really happy.
Is there anything you really struggle with at school?
Sometimes motivation. I don't always manage to do assignments on time and stuff. School isn't really my number one priority, to be honest. I really want to be able to work from home and have a good work-life balance with time for sports and traveling. Luckily, this kind of life is pretty common in IT.
Though you better make sure you don't spend all your time on vacation, Tim. That's when they'll give you trouble.
Frank, how did your academic career compare?
Well, things were definitely different back then. I was taught that teachers were always right, both at school and from my parents, who were pretty strict folks themselves and believed that kids should learn early what it takes to be independent. I was a dedicated student and I studied pretty hard, since a good education was seen as the only ticket to success. I remember having to write a final paper on my typewriter. Every time I made a mistake, I had to start again from scratch.
Wait. Did Grandpa throw you out when you were 18?
No, Tim. But they weren't really my friends. I was glad when I moved out, got a job, and started earning my own money, since we didn't have much growing up. I used to have to work during the school holidays to earn an extra bit of money.
Timothy, I know this might be a tough question with him sitting right there, but is your father as strict as your grandfather?
No, I don't think so. I'm really close to both my mom and my dad, and I can talk to them about almost everything. I like spending time with them, and they are very understanding, especially my dad. He's like a friend who gives really good advice.
I'm sure he's glad to hear that. Back over to you, Frank. I've been wanting to ask you, how did your relationship with your parents affect how you view society as a whole?
That's an interesting question. I mean, my parents set the example early on that you need to try to be supportive and helpful as much as you can. This made a lasting impression on me, and I firmly believe that society only functions when everyone takes responsibility for their actions and their consequences.
Timothy, considering the new challenges your generation faces, what's your take on today's society?
I try to be as positive as I can. I sometimes get scared when I think about the environmental crisis or different jobs disappearing or other things that could happen in the future. But I'm hopeful that we can adapt and somehow manage to overcome this stuff. For me, xenophobia and intolerance are the worst parts of the modern world, that we still see that happening. It should be an absolute no-go.
Yep, without a doubt. It's all about respect, tolerance, and understanding, no matter how old you are. That's my boy.
That sounds like a great note to end on. Thank you both so much for your time today. I thoroughly enjoyed the insights you both were able to give.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Next week on BBC Radio 4...